So welcome, everybody. We are on the next episode of Money, Power, and Influence. This is our podcast. We're rocking and rolling, and we're going along. I believe we've hit a new record of getting up to number, I think I saw it was like 11 or 12, so we just keep going up the ranks. But we're just coming off an excellent weekend. Arash has had his event, Inception. I was there in San Jose. It was incredible, as all your events are, brother. And I'm doing good. We're moving into the office. I'm stripping my other car and selling it, getting ready to get the Lamborghini, so I'm getting excited. What's up with you, brother?
As you said, I'm coming off a weekend here. Thank you for attending. And coming up is a product release on the 2nd called Genesis Be Reborn. I'm really working hard on this one because the last one, Abracadabra, was so powerful, and I can't go backwards. I've got to go forward, so... The lectures I've been doing have been really on. You know, I'm like my own audience. It's interesting. I watch myself lecture, and I'm like, wow, that was good. So I finished lecture 4 2 days ago. Business is well, doing well. I'm adding a new, what would you call it? Brand new level of services to my salon, which was going to bring in minimally. Around $5,000 a month extra. This should happen within 1 week. So Monday is where we go full blast on this thing. And it's actually related to me having a new girlfriend, a fourth girlfriend. And so part of my life is my girlfriends, you know, they can't work anywhere else. Not that they can't, like, you know, I won't have a girlfriend that works for somebody else. She has to work for me. Otherwise, I can't be boyfriend-girlfriend. We can be friends. It's all good. But if you want to be my girlfriend, then we have to figure out how to work together and, you know, align our purposes and stuff. So, you know, she's coming in, and as everybody will witness, Intonation, my movement, and what I do will continue to grow. I think it's going to blow people away what I'm about to do in these upcoming months. And research continues, and, you know, it's pretty intense. It's intense being around me right now. And I'm excited to see your new car. And I know you have a product coming out on the 1st, right? I just saw something like that. What is that?
Yeah, it's a social media product. You know, my social media growth has been big over the last year or two, and people are like, dude, what are you doing to grow your social media? So I made a product. I just finished it right before I left to go to your event in San Jose. I have, like, I don't know, 10 or 11 lectures on there just to give people strategies. And, you know, because I didn't spend any money, just like you. We've grown... I think you said it well, grassroots. You know, we've just grown from putting content out there and people sharing it and kind of just doing that movement. And I really give a lot of secrets and some of the secret sauce that I put into what I was doing just to get more followers and really just create this, like, reputation. Because especially in the real estate world, if I show up anywhere, it's like I'm already, like, the man, you know. It's like I'm seen on the same level as the guys that are on TV. So it's pretty cool the effect that it creates. And I know you experience the same because – I see you posting all these videos of people that you catch in public that are like, oh, yeah, you know, I watch you on YouTube and you make the video. It's so funny, bro, because it even happened to me today, man. I went to the bank and, like, two people that worked there recognized me from YouTube. And then when I was up there in San Jose, bro, when we went to Straits, I think it was, that first place where we sat down and then we ended up taking over, like, half the room, one of the waitresses I noticed was staring at me all night. And when we got up to leave, she's like, dude, it's you. I watch you on YouTube. How funny is that?
That's funny. That's awesome. That's more than funny. That's just cool as shit. It happened to me. I was out with my new girlfriend today, and this is the first time where her and I are going out in public. And, you know, of course, as a man, I want to be recognized. Like, I want to be like, look who you're with, you know? And I'm thinking, what are the odds that today nobody will say anything to me, you know, midday? So it's actually in my mind, right? And I really want to be recognized when I'm with her. It just makes me feel cool. So for a moment, we went to the mall, and I was stopped 3 times. And I think the coolest thing for me was I had heard, check this out, I had heard, and this is business related. Everybody listening to Money, Power, and Success, you know, this is what it is and how I create it. I had heard that a police officer at one of these malls, not a mall cop, but they had actual police officers, had asked about me to the security guard. And the security guard happens to be my martial arts student. And he's like, hey, man, you know, the police came up to me and says, who's that guy? Almost like profiling me, you know. And I told him, you're really legit and this and that. And I said, wow, really? I said, so who's the officer? And they told me. I said, what day does he work? They told me Wednesday between 11 and 3 p.m., which is today when I was going to go. So I went to this mall. And as I was looking around, I saw a police officer. And I walked right up to him and I said, "Are you so-and-so?" Let's call him Joe. I said, Joey. I said, "Are you Joe?" And he looked at me with a smile and said, "No, no, no." And I said, "Okay, I'm looking for Joe. He's a police officer here, right?" He said, "Yeah, yeah." I said, "Well, I," and it was right next to him, a security cop. I said, "I heard he's been asking about me, and I wanted to meet him live. I just need to know why he would think that I'm a criminal." He started laughing. He goes, "No, he doesn't think that." He goes, he was asking about you. He was talking to me about you." I said, "Really? What's the deal here? I come to this mall, and you know, and I have a good life, and I'm not a criminal." I said, "I find it, you know, I'm saying this not in a negative way, like kind of a smile on my face. I find it really odd that I would be asked about behind my back." And he said, "No, no, no. He was asking about the things you do, and I happen to be with my new girlfriend, who's fucking gorgeous." And he's like, "In fact," he goes, "do you want me to call him right now?" I said, "Okay." And he takes out his phone. He's like, "Wait, better yet," he goes, "can I take a picture of you and send it to him?" And so I grabbed my girl and I put two middle fingers up the way I do. And he sent it to the guy. He goes, "Oh, he's going to love this." I said, "That's cool, man." I said, he goes, "I'll tell him. I'll send the picture. I'll tell him you stop by." I said, "Yeah, please let him know that I'm not a criminal, that this is my city and I'm comfortable here. And when I walk around," you know, I said, if he wants to come up and say hi, I would love to meet him." He goes, "Oh, for sure, he'll do that." And we shake hands and I left. And I realized, you know, the next time I'm in that mall, chances of the police coming up to me and shaking my hand are now raised. And how cool is that, right? How cool is that shit? So it was fucking really cool. And, yeah, that's what it reminded me of.
That's incredible, man. Now, there's two things you mentioned that I think are really important. Number one, earlier you talked about, you know, creating with your new girlfriend this new income that's going to give you at least $5,000 a month, which I thought was great. That's one thing. And secondly was, you spoke about wanting to be recognized when you go out, and I definitely resonate with you on that. So I want to talk first real quick. Oh, by the way, everybody, we have a special guest coming on in about 9 minutes. I just want to let you know, so you won't be surprised when he comes on. And this new income, dude, what really helped me, and I want to talk about this because I know people always come to me with questions about money, especially regarding the podcast, because I told people to email me if they have questions, and I've been getting quite a few emails, so this encompasses one of the questions about creating multiple streams of income and that kind of thing. So you have just this new one that's going to create $5,000. And I know a lot of people listening are like, "Whoa, I don't even make that with my main income in a month." And one of the things that has allowed me, and I would say Arash too, to grow is just creating multiple streams of income. And I can kind of impart on you and tell you guys how I did it, and then I can pass it to Arash and he can give you his style and how he did it and what he knows about it. And when I started, it was obviously real estate, right? I worked my ass off in real estate. I was hustling, you know, creating that, building that. And then it got to a point where I started hiring some people around me. You know, I brought my girlfriend on the team. I hired another person. And it just really started growing and growing and growing. Now that, I guess you can say, status, that growth, that success in what is the area of real estate allowed me to create other streams of income. I started doing YouTube and getting paid ad revenue, and now I'm making about, I would say, $1,100 a month right now. I get a direct deposit from YouTube every month into my bank account. Obviously, you know, we work together. I do close the deal. I have products, my own product line, just like you do, that I sell that also creates a form of almost residual. Even though we're working in it, I still have old products. Like today, I've already sold 3 products that I made, you know, a year and a half ago when I started. And I could say that I'm making probably anywhere from, on a bad month, $5,000 all the way up to $10,000 or $15,000 selling products, right? And that's not all of them. You know, I also have 3 rental properties that I own in Houston, and those give me rental income and passive income. So I've created, like, if you guys could picture a tree, right? And every branch is like another form of income. And I believe, and I've learned that from all the top dogs like Warren Buffett, you have to create multiple streams of income. That's really what allows you to be wealthy and also offer you more security. Because I know if, let's say, in a month the real estate market crashes, I already have other streams of income that are coming in and feeding the pipeline, so I really have nothing to worry about, right? Now, there's so much more that goes into it, but with me, my method, what really first started it was becoming world-class in one category, and then from there, I started building other streams of income, right? And that's kind of the strategy that I used, and I learned it quickly. Actually, I met a guy at a conference. I went to just some random seminar about money. I know I had some limiting beliefs about money, and this was actually before I went to your Prometheus event. And I knew I had something wrong there because I would make money and spend it, make money and spend it. So I said, okay, that's it. I gotta invest in myself and teach myself a little bit about money, the rules, and how I can better manage my money and grow, right? So I went and I met this guy, and he kind of schooled me on the internet. I've talked about this before, learned about money, and he really planted the seed in my mind about creating multiple streams of income, because at that time, all I thought about was the internet. How can I make money off the internet? Because I'm just doing it on the real estate side with no marketing or no internet. And that really opened the door for me, right? And now I look today, I have at least, I want to say today, minimum six or seven streams of income that give me at least, you know, a couple thousand, you know, every month. The smallest ones on that scale are probably YouTube, the ad revenue, and that goes up and down a little bit, but I level off between, you know, about 1,000 or 1,100 a month. So, you know, and that really has catapulted me and allowed me to explode my income to the next level and continue growing it, because now you can take that money and reinvest it into your other businesses and help them grow. So I don't know how your experience has been, Arash, but I saw a huge explosion in my income and just my life when I really started, you know, adding all these multiple streams of income. So how about you, brother?
Yes, absolutely. I think that it's vital. Now, for me, it just keeps it was kind of a natural progression of my life, I guess you could say. And it keeps growing, you know. It keeps growing because one of the things for me, I have a goal. I had heard if you want to be extremely, extremely successful money-wise, right, find a way to make other people extremely, extremely successful money-wise. And I know that Zig Ziglar would say, if there's something you want, help enough other people get what they want, or something very similar. And so it's like the basic formula I got. The basic formula was, you know, if you want something, help enough people get that thing, and so in the process you'll get it. So I really have a good time taking people who have a passion for something and are good at it. Like I like to see they're good at it. And helping them create some kind of income from it with the potential to create a lot of income from it. You know, there's people that prior to meeting me had a real strong passion for, you know, different things like styling people or yoga or even social media, things like that. And since I was already established to some degree, I offered an opportunity. Okay, we'll work together, right? Half and half business partners. What I'll bring in is slight mentorship, not too much. And I'll tell you why. I don't want to carry the weight of the person. You know, they have to carry their own weight. But it's more legit working with me than working alone. No one's fucking listening. Alone, good luck. Or maybe they'll listen, but they'll listen 6 or 7 or 10 years, as long as it took me for people to listen to me. And so then I help them create these incomes. Now, they're not huge incomes, right? But they all have these potentials to explode. Outside of my five businesses that I have a bunch of these other ones that are part of a business, but we're making income with other people. Now, I watch them, and I go, okay, well, you know, there it is. Your opportunity is sitting in front of you. I wish somebody had fucking told me. Let's pretend I was coming up in the ranks, and I was doing teaching relationships and social dynamics, and let's say my mentor, Mystery or Matador, came to me and said, how about I go half and half with you? I'll put you on my website, and all you got to do is give an hour a week lecture and charge this amount, and I'll go half and half with you, but you could use my name. My God, you know how quickly I would have been here. But I have to hustle at another level. You know, I know what I can do, and that's why I'm in the position that I am. So I think that multiple streams of income is so important. It's even like if you think about stocks, right? From what I've studied, and I own some stocks, you know, I'm not like a millionaire in stocks, but, you know, I remember where I started and where I'm at is a completely different world. And there's not, in the research that I did, you know, in the way that I do it too, there's nobody out there who's just like, I have this one stock, you know? No, there are multiple stocks or property. It's not like I just have this one, you know, $5 million house that feeds me. No, like you need multiple properties. So you need multiple businesses, multiple properties, multiple, in my case, girlfriends. It's like you have to make sure that the income is coming in from multiple sources. And it's literally an income, right? Income coming in. So as I said, that I had a realization about relationships and why people fail. You know, they're trying to get all of their income from one source. And that one source, in this case a woman, is actually not bringing enough in, whether that's affection, loyalty, friendship, warm house, support of the business. She's not big enough to handle. And depending, let's say in your case, in my case, and a lot of our colleagues' cases, we're pretty big people, as in men. You know, we're not, no one's equal. I carry a lot of people on my shoulder, and the numbers grow. And so we'd have to take a real honest look and go, can one woman honestly bring enough income, and I don't mean in this case money, provide what a woman does. Is she enough income for me to grow? And the reality is absolutely not, and that's why I have the relationships that I have, and they keep growing. You know, I didn't think I'd be back at 4 girlfriends. I thought I would stop at 2, then 3, now it's 4, and I'm really putting the cap on it, as there's 5 and 6 in the wings, ready to go 7, actually. And it's, you know, if you want income, you have to have outgo. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm sitting here just making money. I'm fucking doing lectures every goddamn day almost. I'm doing lecture tonight for free at 10:45. There's a lot of outgo. And when you have these multiple relationships or these relationships with all these people, and not even that, just like colleagues, there's an outgo. You know, you and I are business partners. We're not making money off of this podcast. But we're sitting here and we're putting our time and our energy. You know, God knows, what is this, Wednesday night, Wednesday at 5:15, I was racing from one place to come here to be on time. And after this, I'm racing to go somewhere else, and I'm sure you had your own thing to do. We're not sitting around going, okay, it's been 4 hours I've been watching TV, and I got a podcast today afterwards. I'm going to chill a little bit, and then tonight I think I'm going to maybe go out. No, hell no. It's like every minute. So if you want income, you got to have outgo. And that's what people miss. You know, it's one thing, it's easy to be like, oh, wow, I've 5 sources of income, you're so lucky. Yeah, what the fuck did you do to get, what are you doing to feed those incomes? You have to feed them. It's an exchange. I'll stop here because I can keep going to come to lecture then.
Well said, brother. Looks like you ended just on time. We have our special guest. Hello, sir. How are you?
Ryan, Arash, my brother. I'm phenomenal, and I just heard Arash saying, I've been back to back since four.
I think Vince, are you still there, Vince?
I am, absolutely, yes.
Perfect. Okay, cool. I thought you got cut off. So, you know, we started the podcast today, Vince, and we, I don't know if you brought something in particular that you wanted to say, but we are speaking a little bit about creating multiple streams of income. We've talked about having recognition and being well known and how that supports and increasing the amount of money that you make and power and influence that you have. So I'll give you the stage, brother, if you want to say something special.
Absolutely. Yes. I personally love to deal with the infrastructure of matters like that. At some point, I was a corporate coach and success coach, hypnotherapist. So kind of the blueprint, not necessarily the specific of an industry or the numbers and so on. But I think that whatever the industry, whatever the choice, there's a blueprint to success that is found everywhere. And the world is constantly changing, constantly evolving. I live in a building where there's guys in their mid-20s who are millionaires. And they became millionaires on YouTube. And I bet you that some of them, the way they do their pranks on the street and so on, were probably told when they were in school that they had to behave because they had no future. So, you know, we don't know what's coming next. One thing that I noticed quite a bit, I just did a session with a gentleman that I've helped with seduction many years ago. And now he wants to launch into a new business. And it was our first session after many years. And I pinpointed to him that he was kind of making the same mistakes that he had made initially when he started with the pickup thing, which is, he wanted to have all the answers in place. And those people, I mean, once you're an established business, You know, it better be well together, and there are certain fields also, like, you know, doctors, you just go, let me give it a shot, unless it's an emergency situation, people are somewhere traveling, and there's only one doctor, and it's too far to go from the hospital, so yeah, give it a shot, at least. But if it's structured in the context of a medical establishment, then, of course, it should not be give it a shot. And yet, to be an entrepreneur, to have more source of income than just one, we got to understand the law of motion. More will be revealed. Life is not linear, it's not static. So to wait, I hear a lot of guys also, they go like, I don't know what's the right career for me. Well, in a moment of enlightenment, it will come to you. But if you experience anything less than that, get the ball rolling and understand you will build momentum and more will be revealed. The simplest way to understand this is as you're listening, wherever you're standing, take 1, 2, 3 steps forward and notice everything you see or that's within reach that was not available to you before. So I urge everybody, whatever business you're in, whatever your aspiration is, to make sure that you understand that that's presupposition that one day your idea comes and it's 1, 2, 3 A, B, C, and to wait for that to happen is foolish. The option is just, you know, be somebody's employee for the rest of your life. But if you want more than that, you got to generate momentum. And one thing that I love when we do business amongst us, when we do business, Arash and I, is that we set the bar, we set the goal, we set the idea, and then we get it in motion. But we don't have all the pieces in place prior to taking action. And then more is revealed, and you follow your synchronistic flow. You can only succeed that way. So I don't know how much time each one of us has and so on. I'm a guest here. I pass it back to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely, Vince. I love that. We usually go about, you know, 30, 45 minutes, so we have time. I want to direct a question at you, especially because you're the guest, and I think this is very relatable to you. Me and Arash, well, Arash mentioned in the beginning of the podcast that when he goes out now, he's very readily recognized a lot because of what he's done on YouTube and everything, and he almost wants to be recognized. I feel the same way. And I know, Vince, people can't miss you, and I wanted to ask you, how vital has your image and being recognized, how has that contributed to you obviously having more money, more recognition, and helping grow your businesses?
Well, I'll give you the perfect example, Brian. You know, last year I was on CNN, the show This Is Life with Lisa Ling, The Seduction Game. At some point, they wanted to see one of my students who had actually gone all the way and would teach pickup. So I thought of someone, and the person came in and was on the show, and actually the show starts with that person, and the person does quite well. And suddenly we gathered once, and I said, wow, so what happened since the CNN? And he said, well, I'm surprised, not that much. And I remember that same day, I was walking down the street, and at least 5, 6 people said quite a bit of time, hey, I saw you on CNN. Hey, I saw you on CNN. So, you know, standing out is essential. And so many people want to fit in, but if you fit in, you're going to only get what those who fit in will get. So I think whether it's an idea, a product, a brand, a name, a look, constantly refine it, make it more unique, make it stand out in every possible way. That's why billboards are so big, you know, and advertisers, they understand that. Now, most people fantasize, they want more, they want to be paid more, they want to have more, but they play according to the rules and they fit in. And, you know, grass grows, whatever grows the tallest will be noticed. So.
I agree, Vince. Awesome. So I just got a question from somebody. I got it via email. I'll pass it to Arash, and then I'll let you answer, Vince. They messaged me and said, look, I hear what you guys are saying about the multiple streams of income. Right now, I only have one stream. I just have a regular job. What would be one thing I could do, one easy or simple thing I could do to begin to start creating multiple streams of income?
Do some research and don't think you're going to be a millionaire the moment you start an income. Income is just something coming in that wasn't coming in before, okay? And I would recommend it's something that you enjoy doing so that you can continue doing it so that it can build over time. I like building things over time because then they're very stable, whether these are relationships or businesses or friendships and things like that. So find some things you like to do. Find people that are making an income in those things. And then you have to go through the legwork of becoming somebody who's good enough where people will either pay you to do that or find a way that you can make an income connecting to those people. I have a guy who works with me now. Well, he's not a guy anymore. He's my friend, and he's a student of mine, and he directs one of my websites, you know, and it originated with him messaging me one time on one of my live feeds and said, hey, your website's fucked up. Your videos are going out free, this and this and that. I said, well, okay, can you do something about it or what? And he said, yeah. And then he came back, I don't know how long it was, a very short amount of time, and he said, look, here's what I did. And he showed me he did something. And I was like, okay, well, shit. Then I contacted him. I said, do you think you can do more? He said, I can do more. He made last month from me. He has a job already from me. He made $6,700 last month for my website. That's not a bad income. In the United States, $6,000 a month equals about $72,000 a year. That's actually above average income right now in the United States. And this man is making that. It's not in a lot of time he puts in. He provided a value. So it's not like he's teaching relationships. It's not like he's teaching my knowledge, but he's able to connect to me who is doing that. And now he has another stream of income. I'm sure whatever he was making before, now that he has another $6,000 a month, mm-hmm. I'm sure that changes his lifestyle, without a doubt. You know? So that's what I suggest.
Awesome. Vince?
When it comes to going for a second source of income, because that's where it begins. Passion is essential. Too many want the quick fix, and they hear that you can make money that way and so on, but they omit the fact that everything will take some effort, and effort is a lot easier if you love it. So you got to verify that it's something that you totally love, absolutely believe in, because then it's easy to sell it or promote it. And personally, when I had one stream of income, I was a member of the National Speakers Association. The president of the Los Angeles chapter gave me that idea. I acted on it. It was a brilliant idea. They say, if you don't have a service or a product or something you offer, find one that you believe in and start to represent that to get the education while make some money at the same time. So she had written a book. It was a book for women empowerment. I asked her to give me 10 of the books, and I started to sell that book. And then another gentleman had a book on wealth on any income, who was a professor at UCLA. So then I was now selling 2 books. I didn't yet have mine, but it inspired me to eventually create an audio series, and both of them supported me because I supported them, and that's how you get the ball rolling, okay? But once again, go back to motion. Most people have it backwards. They want certainty first. They want to really know when, in fact, you know, you may start with something that may not do so well, and then next one, but start to promote something. And if anything, get it going. The same way I teach pickup, you start today. So if today you don't really have a product that you can promote and you don't really have an audience to listen, well, at least you're free at home tonight to go and say, this is the reason why you should get this. And you start to talk about it. I went from that to being a promoter for Tony Robbins. And I quickly became the number one salesperson for Tony Robbins in Southern California. Why? Because I loved it. And it came a little bit backwards. I was so passionate about it. Somebody goes, well, you have tickets. Where can I get tickets? And that's what gave me the idea. But they were certain that I was working with that association the way I was talking from it. So reverse it and operate from, if you knew for sure you can only succeed, what steps would you take? But be intelligent in your choices. And the rest will follow. Presuppose, no. Don't even presuppose. Know that your success is already pre-established in the future. Now you just got to make sure.
Love those answers, guys. So I think it's good to wrap it up here. I'll pass it to Arash and then Vince. If you guys want to make any final messages or announcements for any products or events that are coming up, you're more than welcome to. Arash.
Yes, July 2nd, 2017 is the release of Genesis Be Reborn. For 24 hours, it's on sale for $97. If you've been getting my products, you obviously can't miss this one, because you can imagine the power that is going to be in it. If you haven't, then this here's your opportunity to get some knowledge that you're not going to find anywhere on the planet. I challenge you to try to find it somewhere, okay? This knowledge is directly mine. It's very powerful, as you'll see. And also, I have a daily coaching program called Diamond Mind. And you get daily coaching from me, and once a week I give you an hour-long lecture with Q&A, okay? And all of this you find on my website, arashzapar.com. And it was great hearing Vince, and always good to do this podcast with you. Bye.
Vince?
Okay. On my side, I always like to give value if I'm going to present an opportunity. So here is the gift. In the little story that I told you, the idea came, the first thing that happened was I changed my surrounding, because by myself I would not have conceived of, okay, if you have just one stream of income, why don't you start to promote somebody else's book? That idea did not occur to me, and it's when I put myself around the people who already are living it that this became available very fast. Also remember, that's the first time I was on TV, because I turned to the president of the National Speakers Association. I go, oh man, I really would like to be on TV. He said, oh, you should have told me. One phone call, boom, it happens. So you guys already know that. It's the people you surround yourself with. You're taking a first step towards that by being on this podcast. And the host of the podcast, Brian Casella, my spiritual brother, Arash Zapar Di Bazar, and myself, are hosting the world's largest gathering of successful men and entrepreneurs and women as well. It's September 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. It's the 10th year anniversary since the first one that I've put together. I mentioned Tony Robbins before. It's an experience that is stadium-like. The venues are an entire nightclub of 2,000 seats, and it's a journey. It's an experience. Now, Brian Casella is one of the presenters and coaches that is there, because we touch on every aspect of your lifestyle, all of the majors, the chemistry, the networking, the people, the change of venue. It's a journey, it's a vacation. It's 3 days that are going to feel like it's a three-month experience. We have experts in business, fitness, fashion, seduction, dancing, vocal training, how to start your own business, how to transition from working with somebody else, working with yourself, and so on. And you can inquire through Brian Casella on how to get tickets before they go up. We do a sliding scale. It's 4 months down the road, but on July 1st, which is this Saturday, hopefully you hear this on time. If not, still you can get tickets. The prices are going up. Ultimately, you want the VIP experience, and the speakers, I let Brian decide what little incentive. If you take action on this, you can have general admission, platinum, or VIP. Platinum and VIP include dinner with the speakers and so much more. There's a trailer that you have to see, and everything that I said about it, despite all my excitement, is an understatement, because until you have been there, you cannot understand what awaits you. And a lot of the people who are presenting this year, 3 years ago, were participants because we breed leaders and we want everybody who's willing to do so and ready to go the distance to really, really, really grow. So thank you, Brian, for allowing me to be on this podcast. They cannot wait to have you there at the GSLR. And thank you, brother Arash and I. We put that together. You know, it's really unlike anything you've ever witnessed. We're changing the world, business, all aspects of it.
Awesome. Yeah, I would have to agree. You know, I've been to the Global SLR for the last 3 years, and it's definitely been a unique experience. And I see we have about 15, 16 people on right now. If you're listening to this podcast later, in the description is all my handles for social media. Reach out to me, and we'll put something together for you. Today is the 28th. I know the prices are going up July 1st, right, Vince?
Correct.
Okay, cool. So make sure you guys reach out to me immediately. This podcast is going to be posted tonight, and this is an event you definitely do not want to miss. So thank you again to Vince, our esteemed guest speaker. Arash, always good to talk to you. Again, money, power, and influence. We'll see you guys next Wednesday, 5:15.
Forgive me, Brian, just one quick thing. Forgive me. I apologize to interrupt. Forgive me. But here's what I would like to do. For anyone who will sign up through you and contact you for the GSLR, I want to throw in three of my programs for my self-help days, Super Sales Power, which really will boost your sales, the Prosperity Power Conditioning System, and Super Life. Okay, so only those who sign up through Brian will get those three bonuses from me, as well as whatever else he wants to include. Forgive the interruption.
Wow, that's an incredible offer. Thank you, Vince. So you guys need to act now, sign up, reach out to me immediately. See you guys.